Your computer knows you better than your friends and colleagues. This according to a new study. Dr. David Stillwell is Deputy Director of the Psychometrics Centre at Cambridge University, co-author of this research. David, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
So how did you come to this conclusion?
So we measured people's personality by getting them to take questionnaires and get feedback on their results. So they were really incentivised to take the questionnaire seriously and honestly. And then we compared it to their Facebook likes, and we tried to predict the self-reported results from their Facebook likes using some really advanced machine learning algorithms.
And what did it come up with?
So, I mean, it comes up with a number, but the thing is, you know, what does that number actually mean in human terms? So we decided to compare it to how well other people can predict each other's personalities. So we compared it to how well someone's work colleague can predict their personality, their friend, family, and even spouse. And what we found is that given the average number of Facebook likes that people have, which is about 220, the computer can predict someone's personality more accurately than work colleague, family, and as accurately as someone's spouse.
Well, possibly, you know, work colleagues I get because they may not know you that well. But when it comes to someone's spouse, the idea of the computer knowing you better than them, that's quite an interesting finding.
What's remarkable about work colleague is that given just 10 of someone's Facebook likes, you can predict someone's personality as accurate as a work colleague. So it's amazing to me, you know, how little that our work colleagues actually know us.
Does it also tell us about how much personal information we're willing to put online?
Yeah, so it's certainly creepy that it's possible to make this prediction. And, you know, it's being used by companies to personalise our online experience. But there's a question about, you know, is that a good thing? But for me, what makes it creepy about it is that they make these predictions without kind of telling you what they're doing and how it works. So you're just seeing adverts, you're seeing, things on these social networks, on news websites even, which you don't understand why you're seeing them and someone else is not seeing them.
I always presumed it was just down to something maybe you'd looked at previously or something that you had liked, but there clearly is more to it than that. They're trying to ascertain exactly what your personality is.
Well, they can do. I mean, so they're using very complex algorithms that they probably don't know exactly how they work. And it's probably the case that, you know, factor three in their massive model is actually someone's extroversion or their IQ or their openness to experience.
We've heard previously of employers trawling people's Facebook pages to try to find out a little bit more about them before they potentially offer them a job. I wonder whether your research tells us that those employers could go even further, almost a form of psychometric testing.
Well, exactly. So, I mean, given that your work colleague knows you so badly, a HR professional going on your Facebook profile and trying to sort of see whether you'd be a good employee may be getting it badly wrong because of their stereotypes and because they can't take into account the kind of information that a computer can. So there's actually an argument that if computers were doing this kind of analysis, then it would be less biased and more accurate.
And is there an argument here then for putting less online, being less open about your life?
Well, certainly individuals should be aware of what's possible. I mean, as I say, there are some good things to having your online experiences personalised. It used to be in the past that you went to a shop and the shopkeeper knew you personally and personalised your experience that way. So this could be a throwback to that. But you have to be aware of what's possible and what you're willing for them to do.
Interesting stuff. David, thanks for joining us. Dr. David Stillwell there, who is Deputy Director of the Psychometrics Centre at Cambridge University.